Back here on Giants.com, I'm John Schmoke, and today's Giants insider is a Giants fourth-round pick, Cooper Taylor, safety. Coop, rookie minicamp is at an end here. You guys have had a bunch of practices on the field. Let's talk a little bit about your comfort level, having all this stuff in the playbook thrown at you at once and trying to translate it onto the field.
Definitely working comfortable every rep. It's something that in the NFL, the coaches told us you learn more in the film room than in the practice field, so it's a lot of stuff making calls in the tape room that you're going to go out there and call in the field. As you said, they've thrown a lot at us, so the head's still spinning a little bit yesterday, but definitely felt a lot more comfortable today after spending a night in the playbook. So every day is just trying to learn and get better and understand what Coach Fuel and Coach Merritt want us to do on defense.
Now, it's got to be a funny mindset. You do all this time prepping for the draft. You get drafted. It's got to be a huge, joyous sigh of relief at the same time. But now, just a few weeks later, you got to step in and prove yourself to a whole new group of people. Is it just a real up and down situation where you're trying to keep yourself level?
As big as the draft is something that a friend of mine told me that plays in the league, is the draft's the easy part. As much as you work for it, the draft is the easiest part of this. Now you got to go into rookie camp, impress the coaches through the off-season program and into training camp in order to make your way in this league. So as big as the draft is for a rookie, it's probably the easiest part. So right now I'm just trying to learn every day and compete and show the coaches what I can do on the field.
What type of safety? Are you that big box safety? Are you the guy that's going to follow the tight end down the seam? Are you the guy that's going to play half the field in the two deep? How would you describe your playing style to Giant fans?
Versatile is what I like to say. As a bigger guy, I don't think I'm just a box guy. I think I run a little bit better and move a little better than a typical box safety. With what Coach Fuel likes to do, depending on the set, it's a lot of three deep, so you could see me back, but you'd also see me down covering the tight end, also in the box, taking on a fullback on a running play. You're just very multiple with what we do here, and I'm just excited to be part of it.
Is it a bigger adjustment, you think, for you coming from not one of the gigantic programs out there, coming from a small school, or do you think it's the same situation for everybody coming out of college?
I definitely think there's a difference in the terms of the depth of the skill level here at this level. But at Richmond, the CAA is one of the best FCS conferences, and they've sent a lot of guys to the league successfully. So in terms of, I think the gaps come closer between the FCS and the FBS schools. So it's not as big as a gap as I thought it would be, especially I played in the East-West game, and it wasn't as big of a jump there. And so far right now, it's been good competing, and it hasn't been that big of a jump for me.
Final question, what are you most looking forward to when the veterans come back later on this week and you start kind of mixing in with those guys and learning from them?
As you said, I want to learn as much as I can. Those guys are the vets for the reason. They've been in the league, and they know what to do to be successful. So I'm just going to try to stick in their hip pocket, hopefully not annoy them too much, and try to learn as much as I can about this game and the defense and this league and as I can in the short amount of time I get to spend with them.
Cooper, welcome. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's Cooper Taylor, Giants safety. Plenty more coming up on Giants.com. The guys are here. They're ready to roll.